the lovely name of Jesus. I am so thankful for what God has done already in the service. I said, I am so thankful for what God's already done in the service. We still serve a healer. We still serve a healer. Praise the name of Jesus. I'm not going to give you the whole load this morning, but I do want to share something with you out of the main part of my message that I think that will minister to you. There's several within our congregation that is going through some tough times, and the doctors give you some bad news, and you don't feel good, and everything else is kind of caving in on you. But I want you to know that the God that we serve is more than able to keep that which we have committed unto Him. If I don't tell you this right now, I'll forget. Tuesday is our food pantry, community food pantry day. All the workers that are coming to help Sister Tammy and Sister Ursula need to be here between 12 and 12:30. So remember that, because if I don't tell you now, I won't remember that. But I just want to tell you just for a few minutes. I'm not going to keep you long, but I wanted to conclude the message. I know I could have preached on the grand entry that Jesus made in Jerusalem, and He did, and they put palm leaves in the way, and they just had a glorious time as He entered into Jerusalem, getting prepared for what was to come. But I want you to know something. It's because who He is of who we can be. And I also want you to know that as last week I begun a message concerning Daniel, but this morning for the next 5 or 10 minutes, if I can contain it in that short period of time, Daniel was a man that trusted and believed in God regardless of the circumstances he was going through. Let me repeat that. I said Daniel was a man that believed and trusted in God regardless of the circumstances he was going through. Those things that was formed against him did not shake his faith, did not alter his worship, did not disturb his relationship with God one little bit. If anything at all, it made it more stronger, as you all know the story very well. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princesses that should rule over the whole kingdom. And there was 3 presidents that he chose, and Daniel was over all of them. And God give him favor, and God give him position. But I want you to understand there was a price that Daniel paid to get where he was. You know what that price was? It's his relationship with Jesus, or his relationship with God. Our relationship with Jesus Christ. I cannot overemphasize the fact. I mentioned to you last week, I've said it to myself several other times, that our relationship with Jesus Christ is what's going to take us through, regardless of what we face, regardless of what we are the situation of our life is. It is our faith and our relationship in Jesus Christ. I tell you right now again that it was the relationship that Daniel had with God that not only brought him out of the lion's den, but gave him the ability to walk into the lion's den. Daniel was preferred to all of the other presidents and the princes, and in him was an excellent spirit, was in him. Verse number 3 of Daniel chapter 6. Verse number 3 of Daniel chapter 6. Because an excellent spirit was within him. I'm here to tell you, you can't dilly-daddle around with the world and with God and expect to have an excellent spirit in the face of God. When the presidents, the princesses and all those guys sought to find an occasion to come against Daniel because they was jealous of him. Can I tell you, our world is in that place right now. As we, as a children of God and as a Jews, God's chosen people, there is a evil force that's coming in our, that is in our world today, that's coming against us, that wants to wipe us out. They hate us, they despise us because we love God and we worship God. But can I tell you, if we will keep our faith and our trust in God and get a relationship, look at your neighbor and say, you got to get a relationship. And can I tell you, that relationship's got to go deeper than where you are right now. We got to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, to where if we were faced with the lion's den, we will not have a problem, and it will not alter our day's activities. Ooh, I like that. Ain't that good? That's gooder than grits and greater than gravy. I said, we got to have a relationship with God that it will not alter our daily activities. We are so moved with our emotions. We're so moved by what's around us. We're so moved by what people tell us and what things are happening. But I'm here to tell you that they plotted against Daniel. They went to the king because they knew that Daniel had a perfect spirit within him. They made a decree to the king that it would uplift the king's only thing they could get to Daniel. The decree was signed that nobody could ask anything except the king. They wanted to uplift him so it'd make Daniel look bad. But nobody could ask anything except King Darius for a certain amount of days before, if they was going to be thrown in the lion's den, because that's disrespectful to the king. Do you get a kind of a drift there? Anything Christians do is a disrespect to the government and everybody else. There are laws being made or trying to be made right now that is a slap into the face of every child of God and every faith believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. They are doing their dead level best to destroy and eradicate any deep-rooted religious belief in our country today. It's spreading like wildfire. But I'm here to tell you today, in all these circumstances and all these situations, not only in the physical things in your life, the mental things in your life, what is happening in Washington, D.C., your relationship with Jesus Christ will not alter your daily activities. Hallelujah. I'm trying to skip around here because I could give you the whole load, but I don't know if you could take it home with you. So I'll just kind of give you what I can. O king, they established a decree to sign it that it could not be changed. But in verse number 10 of that sixth chapter, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, it does not matter what you know, it's what you believe in the Word of God. Did you hear me, church? It's your relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're wishy-washy, you're going to have struggle. You're going to have problems when you face the lion's den. But if no matter what you know and no matter what somebody's told you, if this book is inscribed within your heart and within inside your life, you are not going to be dictated by what you have heard, but you're going to be steadfast in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, and Daniel knew that the writing was signed and sealed, and he went into his room, opened the windows toward Jerusalem, and he talked to God three times a day, just like he had before. Can I tell you, church, it was his relationship. It was his relationship. Some of you have been, you have wasted time after time after time because you have not gotten to a place in a relationship with God to where you can go through the lion's den. Because you have been scared to death, the devil has absolutely made you frantic of what is in front of you. Tell the devil to take a hike because there's nothing in front of you that you and God can't handle, because your relationship with God will take you into the lion's den. It'll take you through the lion's den and out the other side. And that which was meant evil against you, God will turn it around and destroy your enemies, because the God that I serve is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I just want to tell you, church, you got to get a relationship with Jesus Christ. Can I tell you, an everyday common relationship ain't going to cut it no more. That which you have once had ain't going to cut it no more. You need more than that. You're going to have a daily walk with Jesus Christ that you are absolutely secure in what He will do, and not worry about what things are going to happen or what things are going to be said or what things are going to be done. But you know that regardless, God is going to bring you through the lion's den, and you're going to come out unscathed, because the God that you serve is the same yesterday, today, and for evil. And can I just tell you one more time, you can rest secure in Jesus Christ, because what the world means evil against you, God means it for good. Just like the children of Israel, just like the three Hebrew children, just like Joseph was. There was things that people meant evil. The world means evil against you. They are trying their best to destroy the name of Jesus Christ. They was trying their best from the very beginning of time. Satan come out of heaven. He thought to exalt himself above God. He tried to discredit God. Even from in the Garden of Eden and all through the times, he tried to destroy a Savior, but he did not succeed. The devil has tried his best. Can I tell you, it is because of the enemy, it's because of Satan that has tried his best to destroy the Jews, because he knows that they are God's chosen people. That's why the devil hates you, because God has chose you. The blood of Jesus Christ is applied to your heart and to your life. He hates you and wants to destroy you, but can I tell you, greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. And though the enemy tries to destroy and fight, he will not win. All through the time, Satan has tried to kill the king, tried to kill the Jews, tried to kill every Christian. But can I tell you, we have succeeded. And when they think that we're all totally crazy and absurd, they can call us gone, because we're getting out of here. I believe with all my heart, some of the things that I've been reading, some of the things that I've been seeing, church, that do not come across Fox News or any other news network. Can I tell you that things are happening, things are going on, and we are on the brink of the rapture of the church? You say, I've heard that all my life. You've heard it one more time, because in 2019 we are on the brink of the rapture of the church. I believe that there's more people right now crying, God, come quickly. Jesus Christ, come quickly, come quickly, come quickly. And he said in his word, when his people begin to cry out to him to come quickly, can I tell you, the Jews are looking for the Prince of Peace. And as they look for the Prince of Peace, there is no peace until Jesus Christ comes back. Oh, glory. When the king stayed up all night, worried himself sick, wringing his hands because he was afraid something happened to Daniel, he realized what had went on, what had transpired in the conspiracy against Daniel. He went to the lion's den the first thing in the morning. They rolled away the stone. He said, hey, buddy, are you still all right? Is everything down there? I really don't know if he was expecting to get a response or not, but whether he was expecting to or not, it shocked him when Daniel said, oh, king, everything's all right down here. The lions down here was just on a Daniel fast, and they didn't even know it. And I'm okay, and everything's all right, and the God that I serve is still living, live, and well. I want to tell you, church, if you have to go through the lion's den, God will sustain you. It's a relationship with him. It's a relationship with him. God spoke to Haggai and told him to tell the people, said, you've lived in your pretty houses, you've done everything in your own selves, you've kind of cushioned your own self, but my house is lying waste. Can I tell you this morning, church, can I just let you know that the day that we celebrate him entered into Jerusalem, it's time that we rise to our feet to cut off some palm branches and say, I've had enough of this world and what it can give and the sorrows that it brings, and I want more of Jesus Christ, because I hail King Jesus. I lift him up. I give him praise and glory and honor, for he is my King. Oh, glory. My goodness. I'm here to tell you today that if the devil has his way about it, you're on the menu tonight. But can I tell you, when you have a relationship with God, you can't be ate, you can't be burnt, and you can't be destroyed, because God's on your side, because you have a relationship with him. I'm going to close here in just a second with this, but I want you to know, and I've heard it said, and I know you know, that if somebody's going somewhere they've never been before, or perhaps they're going to the doctor's office, or perhaps they're going to a lawyer's office or whatever, everybody understands and realizes, I'll take my glasses off so I can see you, everybody realizes if you've got somebody going with you that's experiencing that, you feel better about it, right? Huh? Am I telling you the truth? You kind of get that warm, fuzzy feeling that person's knows what they're talking about. They're going with you. They're going to help you. Hallelujah. Can I just tell you, with the relationship you have with Jesus Christ, you can crawl up on His lap. You can call Him Daddy. You can say, listen, I've got a situation. I've got a problem. I need you to go with me. He gives you a thumbs up, and He will go with you even into the lion's den, even to the... He'll go to you with you into the doctor's office, and regardless of what the report says, you trust God and believe in His word because you've got a relationship with Him. The relationship that we have with Jesus Christ is going to determine how we get out of this world. The relationship we have with Jesus Christ is going to get us out of this world. We have lost our distinctiveness. Hello? The church, before our government used to make decisions, they'd call some preachers and get the church's ideas on what was going on. I told you I was going to quit, didn't I? We have lost our distinctiveness. We have ceased to be a light in this dark world. And the reason is because we have allowed our relationship with Jesus to wane. It's not what it used to be. It's not what it used to be. It don't take much to get us discouraged no more. It don't take much to get us to stay home no more. Hello? We have lost and cease to have a light and darkness. I am going to close with this. Chris, you might as well go to the pen and hit a key just so they'll know. We have lost our distinctiveness. Listen. Brother Webster said this. Distinctiveness is... Give me two more minutes, okay? How many wants to have a distinct relationship with Jesus Christ? It's about half of us. That'll work. That'll get the job done. Distinctiveness is having the qualities and the characteristics that make a difference from other people. That distinctiveness is easy and easily noticed to make an identity, to make one appeal or interested, because of the unusual qualities and characteristics that that person has. Can I tell you, when you have a deep relationship with Jesus Christ and nothing disturbs you, does not make you a weirdo. It makes you what people desire. It makes you what people desires. Oh, I pray, my heart's desire, my heart's prayer, is that we get such a distinctive relationship with Jesus Christ. People start pointing you out as you walk down the street or in Walmart or Harps or wherever you're at. They point you out and say, there's something different about that fella. There's something different about that lady. There's a distinctiveness. Hello? There's a distinctiveness. Would you stand with me? There's a distinctiveness about our relationship. Don't forget what I told you. The reason Daniel was able to come out of the den of lions is because he had a relationship with Jesus, with God, that he could go in. So you keep saying Jesus. Well, he was there. He was keeping an eye on things as well. The reason that he was able to come out of the lion's den is because he had a relationship with the God that took him in the lion's den. Father God, I thank you for what you've done today. I pray that you will stir our hearts beyond our reason of fathom. Lord, that you will create within us a hunger and a desire for a relationship with you, that we're not moved by the things around about us. We're only moved by what we know through your word. Bless your people. Touch them. Minister to them in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We ask these things in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Choir practice, 5:00. Don't forget. God bless you.